A female runner is chased on a bike path. A sewage leak in Agawam. A dog treat recall. Megabucks grows even higher. A protesting Amherst gas station is pumping again. And a long-standing store closes its doors.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. Western Mass weather, mostly sunny today, high of 88. Winds west-southwest 5 to 10, chance of rain at 40%. You had enough rain yesterday, I'm quite sure. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers low around 64. The winds are west-northwest 5 to 10, chance of rain once again. Megabucks swelling up again. The price, now $480 million, with a cash value of $276 million. And that was for Friday night's drawing after no one matched all six numbers to win the jackpot. The odds of winning Mega Millions jackpot are 1 in 302.5 million. That comes according to the lottery game. Powerball's odds are 1 in 292.2 million for the top prize. Megabucks now offered in 45 states, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In East Granby, a woman running on a popular bike path was accosted and chased by a man. The police are investigating. She's fine. However, East Granby PD and state authorities are offering these safety tips and warnings, urging everyone to always let someone know where you're going, what time you're going, and when you're going to be back. If at all possible, go with another person. There's safety in numbers. Carry a fully charged cell phone with you. At all times, use your cell phone to share your GPS location with a friend or family member. Carry personal safety alarms or whistles. Be aware of your surroundings at all times. Bicycle safety cameras can be used to record anyone behaving in a suspicious manner until the police arrive. Call 911 if you witness suspicious behavior. And anyone with any information about this particular incident as we related, please give the police a call. Pumps are pumping again at Wren's in Amherst, the town's lone downtown gas station, which halted gas sales in early June over concerns about the rising price of the mobile product offered by its supplier. Well, they're again filling up the tanks of customers' vehicles. With thousands of gallons of Gulf Oil brand gas delivered to Wren's at 161 North Pleasant Street last Thursday night, the gas sales resumed on Friday. The station undergoing a debranding process that includes removing Mobil's credit card machines and other technological devices, taking down a Mobil sign attached to the building, and covering up a sign along the street. Gas now available weekdays from 6:30 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, and weekends 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., along with a full service that people have grown accustomed to. From not only pumping the gas, but washing the windshield and checking the oil, all those great old-fashioned things gas stations used to do, Wren's still does. Water, water everywhere, but from town to town, impurities and leaks abound. After a sewage leak in Agawam spilled into the Westfield River over the weekend, residents took to social media with their concerns about a bright green goo leaking into a sewage drain. After a sewage leak spilled into the Westfield River in Agawam on Thursday, a photo surfaced on Monday showing a bright green substance near Main Street where the officials believe the leak occurred. Mayor Cipelli says it looks like tracer dye, which is put in systems like stormwater systems to test for leaks, so that dye stays very bright. Now the mayor grapples with the $10 million project to replace 80 to 100 year-old pipes. Infrastructure headaches, the norm today. A.J. Hastings in Amherst has announced that as of July 17, they will be closing their doors. It makes them sad because, they'll miss their everyday experiences with you, which has made Hastings meaningful, beyond commerce, beyond tangible measurements. They say, "We recognize and appreciate the loyalty and support you've shown us over the years, and in some cases, decades. We have served you as best as possible and never taken for granted your patronage, love of our store, and love of our downtown. Hardly a day passes without one of you thanking us for being here, asking what you can do to help us, and hoping perhaps against your better intuitive judgment for assurance that we'll remain here forever. With much love and thanks from all of us at A.J. Hastings, this comes from Carolyn, Chris, Debbie, Rick, Sharon, and Mary Louise. Best of luck to everybody at A.J. Hastings for the future. Multiple dog treats have been recalled because of possible salmonella contamination. Stormberg Foods says the company is recalling these multiple treats and sizes and batches of Begg and Barker chicken breast strips dog treat, Billow's Best Friend chicken breast strips dog treat, and Green Coast Pets chicken crisps dog treat products. The North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services informed the company on July 6 that a sample had tested positive for salmonella. Stormberg Foods and the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services said they're investigating what caused the issue. No illnesses have been reported, officials say. Officials advise that anyone who may have purchased any of the affected products or has pets who have become ill should immediately notify the company at stormberg@gmail.com for return or proper disposal information. Well, back up on the boards tonight at the Majestic Theater after a little bit of a 48-hour break as the production Betty and the Patch, an original play by Danny Eaton with Agawam meaning, reopens and runs right on through July 24th. I am privileged to be a part of this production. So if you haven't had an opportunity to see it again, or if you did and you want to come back and bring some others, tickets are available at the Majestic box office. Simply call them. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd. Talk to you tomorrow.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.